Hey, who am I? Oh, you know exactly who I am. Close your eyes and listen to the sound of my voice. Maybe imagine yourself laying down, lifting up the hem of that sexy little dress, letting your hands wander. That's right. That blush tells me everything. You figured it out, didn't you? That's right. I'm your precious Gone Wild audio performer, whom you decided to ghost. Why am I here? I feel like I just answered that. We have been talking for months and connected deeply. You've been writing scripts you know I love. We were getting really, really close. And then, out of nowhere, you message me and say, we can't talk anymore? Baby, you broke my heart. How did I find you here? Listen, from the info you dropped when we were considering meeting up, I already had a pretty good idea. Then your IP address, plus my geek friend, resulted in the final answer. Yeah, whatever. Call me a stalker if you want. But we had something. Something real. And I didn't understand how you could just drop me like that. How you could just disappear. I know you had feelings for me. You haven't even posted any scripts now in a long, long time. So what's going on? Why would you do that? Wait, is that a fucking ring on your finger? Oh, so you got engaged, and you didn't even think to tell me? Well, any explanation would have been fine, and I'd have left you alone if you'd have just told me. Okay, wait, first of all, can I come in? Well, because we need to talk, baby. I know you have someone new, but we were close, and I value you as a friend as well, as, you know, otherwise. Well, thank you. Hey, nice house. Lots of pictures. So, is this the guy? Well, okay. I mean, he looks sweet. But hey, this photo? You're wearing your graduation cap. So, what, high school sweethearts? And you reunited? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. You're not just engaged, are you? You're married. And by the looks of that photo over there, you've been married a while. I don't get why you'd keep this from me. All those late nights we shared, all those things you said, all the while you were married? Well, yeah, please start explaining. What? So, you mean to tell me that when your husband goes to bed for the night, that's when you crack open your laptop and write all those naughty, naughty little scripts? Almost tailored exactly for me? And that's when you started messaging me? Huh. So, clearly he didn't or doesn't fulfill you? All the ways you've always wanted to be? Well, then what changed? Huh. You're trying to fix your marriage? Well, I applaud you. I mean, here's the thing. This guy, as I said, he looks, sweet. But does he excite you like I do? Oh, honey, you're instantly quivering. Stop biting that lip. You know that's my job. I have to say, I have a very vivid imagination, but you are even more gorgeous in person. Those pictures and descriptions could never do justice to this. to you. By the way you style your hair, what you're wearing, how you move that body, you are just stunning. Those curves, those beautiful eyes, and these luscious lips. I've been dreaming of them against mine. Baby, I know you're trying to fix things up, but could I ask for just one kiss? Oh, even softer than I had imagined. Well, am I what you expected? Of course, the first thing you notice is that I'm taller than you. Girls always like that, huh? You want to be held by a big, strong man? But hey, I can see how hard you're working to keep those eyes from wandering. You're still curious about whether I'm what you expected elsewhere, aren't you? Princess, I got my explanation. I got one kiss. If you want me to leave, I will. I will leave you alone. I won't try to contact you again. I'll leave you to your sweet husband. But then again, I get the sense that you're conflicted and that you don't really want me to go. My instincts were right, huh? Let me ask, do you want everything we've stayed up talking about? The filthy things you told me you wanted, while your sweet, unsuspecting husband slept beside you? Oh, I thought so. I'm gonna take this dress off you now. Right now. I don't care. I'm taking what's mine. You've told me to take what I want, and I want to own you. He might be your husband, but I'm your daddy, and daddy's going to get what he wants tonight. You told me to take what I want, and I'm telling you that you need to be reminded who fucking owns you. Oh, those beautiful tits. I know you've sent me photos, but fuck, I just... Oh, these nipples. I can't help myself. They're even more gorgeous in person. Oh, your nipples get so hard when I suck on them and play with them. They need this attention, don't they, baby? No, baby, you're getting fucking tortured today. That's what you deserve. And that's what you know you want. It's what you need. Oh, you're worried about a few bite marks? Well, I told you, you need a reminder of who you belong to. And if your sweet husband has a problem with that, well, he'll just have to learn to cope. You're mine. Mm-hmm. They're so fucking gorgeous. And who do these tits belong to? Answer me, slut. Who do these tits belong to? You're damn right. Let me squeeze these and poke your nipples out while I suckle them. Let me squeeze these tits and poke your nipples out. Can you feel what you're doing to me? So pretty. Kiss me. No, I need to fucking taste you now. Get on the couch. You heard me. Do I need to throw you on the couch? Do you want me to throw you? That's what I thought. You're so fucking hot. You just want to take everything I'm giving you. You are such a good girl. Lie back. Open those legs for me. Now. Let me just kiss up these thighs. Gonna leave a few bite marks down here. I wonder how difficult these will be to explain. And just kiss gently against your panties. Can you feel my warm breath through these thin fabric? I can smell you and almost taste you. You're getting soaked all the way through for me, aren't you? Do you want me to eat you out, baby girl? Then beg for it. Beg louder. Oh, you like these little clit slaps? You are so sensitive. Beg for me one more time. I want to hear you say it. I want you to say, please, Daddy, eat my pussy. Oh, yes. Fuck, I've been yearning to hear that out of your mouth for so long, and I've been dying to taste you. Lift up your ass. I need to take these panties off. You're such a beautiful, beautiful pussy. You're going to need to clean this couch before he gets home. You're already dripping and making such a mess. Oh, I don't mind, baby girl. That's how I like you. Nasty. Desperate. So wet for me. You taste so sweet. I need all of you in my mouth. You're so wet. Atta girl, roll those hips. Oh, sweet. Music to my ears. Oh, so good. Wait, why did you stop? Really? 1 second you're bucking your hips into my face like crazy. The next you're asking me to stop? What time is it? Are you the queen of whiplash or what? Am I taking too long or something? Well, whatever, it's about 10 to 6. Your husband's going to be home soon, huh? Well, then I'm just going to have to fully mark you as mine before he comes back. Then, what do you think, princess? Oh, you are so needy for me. It makes it even fucking harder. Yeah, okay. Undo my pants. Take out my cock. I need to fuck you. So, I wasn't what you expected either, huh? Are you impressed or disappointed? That's what I like to hear, baby girl. It's all yours. You're going to take this cock inside you, right here, right now. Get up on all fours. Here, I'm going to rub my cock on your clit. There you go. Like I said. Oh, so wet. I love torturing you. I'm going to need you to beg again for me, baby. There's no time. You've been virtually cheating on your husband for months. What's a little more? Beg, you needy slut. Good girl. Good girl. I'm going to go in you. Oh, I love this sweet pussy. Oh, no problem. Oh, you feel so fucking good. So tight. So wet. Oh, yes. So needy. Oh, look at you. You're going to squirt all over me. Oh, yes. I can imagine you're just trying to have sex with your sweet little hubby, but that you never got it like this, like you needed to. He's too much of a little bitch to pull your hair like this, isn't he? Or wrap his hound around your little throat like this, huh? Ah. Say it. He can't fuck you like I can. Say it. Yes, good girl. That's why you were lusting for me after he was sleeping. Now you're going to get the fucking of a lifetime. Open up your pussy. Oh, yes. Take this cock inside you. Am I right, you filthy little whore? You know I'm right. Good girl. Good girl. Enjoy that cock. Squeeze it. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. What? Baby, I think we have a visitor. Hey, what's up, man?
Who the hell are you?
Who am I? I am the man your wife has been writing scripts for and sending dirty pictures to for months. I'm the alpha dom she's been craving while you were laying next to her, ignoring her wants and needs. Say hi, princess. It's your husband. You should welcome him home from work.
Be careful. You might hurt her.
Oh, no, dude. She wants me to choke her. She wants me to fuck her hard and raw like you never could. You're too much of a little bitch to fuck her this hard like she wants. Come on, baby. Tell your husband. You don't need his permission for any of this. Just tell him you're finally being fucked hard just the way you like it. The way you wrote in your fantasy. Ah, scripts. The way he never could. You heard her. Now, sit over there and shut up and watch. You might learn something. You see that? Her eyes rolling in the back of her brain. Yes. Her slutty mouth open and moaning, just loving being pounded by this hard fucking cock. There she goes again. Oh, yes, squirt me, baby. Did you know she can have so many orgasms? Did you? I'm sure this soundtrack is new to you, huh? The sound your filthy little wife makes when she actually gets the fucking she deserves. Oh, she is so hot when her inner slut shows, isn't it? Oh, look at you. You're a little turned on and conflicted. Oh. Go ahead then. Drop your pants and jerk off while I pleasure her. I said jerk off, bitch boy. Now. Oh, baby. Oh, yes. Go ahead. I want you to come for daddy hard this time. Hard. Clench my cock. Tell him you're about to come all over my cock. Tell him daddy's gonna fill you up with his cum. Such a good girl. Such an obedient slut. Do you hear that? Do you hear that begging? Actually, what you think doesn't matter. Come on, princess. Come on, do it again. Come all over daddy's cock. Yes. Yes. Oh, oh, fuck, baby girl. Fuck, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, yes. Come on me again. I'm almost there. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, that was so fucking good. Oh, you're so gorgeous. Let me hold you. Oh, you? Yeah. I think you should probably get out of here. She's going to be occupied for the rest of the night. You two can talk about this some other time. Oh, here. Oh. No, baby. Don't worry. I know he probably won't be recovering from that anytime soon. Honestly, I don't know if... if I can. That was amazing. You are amazing. Your sweet pussy is amazing. Look, you deserve better than him. I'm sorry, but you do. I don't know if he can give you what you really need, but I think maybe I can. I'm not just a good fuck, you know. I'm actually quite a catch, if I do say so myself. Yeah, don't worry. You can talk over tomorrow or some other time. I just really do think this should be our time. Look how much happier you are. Look at that smile on your face. That longing of lust in your eyes and soul is gone. You've needed this for a long, long time. No, seriously. Just let me hold you for a while. And then, you know what? I'll make you dinner. Yeah, I can cook. Crazy, right? I'll make us something nice, and maybe we can cuddle up and watch a movie. And then later tonight, who knows? Maybe we can take another look at one of those scripts you wrote just for me.